Blog Talk Radio. Well, bless the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Once again, welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Amen. I guess some may be wondering, why am I always playing that song? It's working, because every time I hear it, amen, I let it get embedded in my heart that everything that's going on, it's working for my good. Amen. It's grace and favor. This is our season. Amen. And when you know it's your season, you just bask in it. Hallelujah. So I thank God for giving that man that song, that man of God, that song is working. Sometimes we need to be encouraged and know that God is leaning in our direction. And many times we prophesy and speak life into someone else's life. Amen. But we forget about ourselves. Amen. We have to know that everything is working for our good, especially when we love the Lord, especially when we are called according to his purpose. Amen. Amen. Once again, we greet you in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen. We are continuing this week with this topic, recall God's faithfulness. Amen. Some of us can recall and go back into our minds when we were infants. Amen. And some can't reach back that far. But however far you can reach back, you need to recall how faithful God has been to you. Not your neighbor, but you. Amen. This thing is personal. It's personal. It's personal. Amen. So we bless the Lord for another opportunity to come on the line and share the word of God with each and every one of you. We are here Monday through Fridays, 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 3 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And even on Saturday morning, our host, Minister Billy Burns, faithfully hosts a segment titled, They Overcame. How many know we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony? So we invite you to tune in, rise up early, amen, and be a blessing to someone else. She'd love to have you tune in on Saturday morning. That is at 5 o'clock a.m., excuse me, Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 a.m. Central, and that is 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I mean, it's 7 o'clock Central Time and 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So please tune in and support that woman of God and the work that she's going. If you have a testimony that's burning in on the inside, many times we don't have an opportunity throughout the week to give our full testimony, but she'll allow you to give your full testimony. And as you're getting ready to attend your different houses of worship, we invite you to tune in for early Sunday morning prayer, where Sister Ruby Larry hosts that early Sunday morning prayer. Amen. And that's at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m. Central, and 10 a.m. Eastern. I know on the East Coast, many of you all are already going to your houses of worship. But if you're in on the West Coast, amen, at 7 a.m., we invite you to tune in for corporate prayer for about 30 minutes. Amen, and just come together collectively and lift up the name of Jesus. God is doing something in the earth realm for his people. Amen, and he has women and men of God that's preaching this gospel all over the nation. I don't care where you are. Somebody will have heard about the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, because this gospel is going to be preached to every creature, every man and boy, hallelujah, every woman and girl, someone will have had an opportunity to tell them about the good news. Amen, amen. So we're excited, we're excited. We're going to get this announcement out the way. We're excited about this citywide crusade and the ministry launch here in New Orleans, Louisiana. I am excited. excited. Amen, amen. And I see souls. I see a harvest of souls coming into the kingdom. Amen. Not just the building, but coming into the kingdom. When you come into the kingdom, amen, you're about God's business and not about man's. You're about God's business. It's about your souls, people of God. Amen. So we're excited about that. We want you all to get excited about it along with us. We're asking those that will make a sacrifice and soul for this event. Amen. Go to our PayPal. Amen. Go to our website at www.newdestinyministries and hit the donate button, the paypal.com, and we'll immediately receive your donations. Amen. We thank the Lord. God always make provision. Amen. But he said to act and ye shall receive. People can't read your mind. Amen. And we know that it takes money to do the work of the ministry. Amen. So we bless the Lord for that. We thank you for everything that you have done, everything that you're doing right now, and those things that we are expecting you to do. Amen. We're asking for prayer for everyone that will participate in this event. Amen. All of the speakers, we're asking our radio audience to fast with us on Tuesday at midnight to 4 o'clock Wednesday morning. Be fasting for these speakers. Be fasting for the souls that we see coming into the kingdom. Be fasting for this event. Amen. That God would get the glory, and he alone will be pleased. Amen. So mark your calendars at September the 4th through the 6th. And if you're on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, you'll be able to see our announcements. Amen. I don't know about you all, but I have a lot of family members and neighbors and people I've gone to school with, friends in the community that I would like to see come into this kingdom. Amen. Heaven rejoice when one soul come into the body. Amen. Amen. So we thank God for what he's doing. We're going to get right on into our segment. Amen. We're excited about this prophet that is coming to minister to us today. Amen. He's been with us for a couple of years now. We've been on this line past couple. We're going into the third year. Amen. And we appreciate him and love him and embrace him as one of our own. Amen. As one of our own. Amen. So we bless the Lord for this young man that's coming. Amen. He's anointed. He has a word in his mouth. Amen. And whatever the Lord would have him to say, certainly we will certainly accept what thus say the Lord. Amen. And once again, we give honor to our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. Amen. And we certainly appreciate all of you all that is tuning in. We thank God for those that are on the internet listening live as we speak. And even those that go back into the archives, amen, we bless the Lord for you. Amen. So with no further ado, we're going to bring up our speaker, and we're going to let him open up with the word of prayer. Amen. And he can feed our spirits today on what does say the Lord. How many are hungry? Ah, hallelujah. How many are ready to eat from the table of God? Amen. And after you have eaten, amen, one thing you have to do, you have to acknowledge that, Lord, I accept this. Every word, that everything that we put in our mouth is not pleasing. Amen. But if you eat what God has destined for you to eat on today, I tell you, you won't hunger. You will be filled, and you will be able to do what God has called you to do. Amen. So with no further ado, we'd like to introduce to some and present to others none other than Prophet Carlos Pearson, all the way from Greenville, North Carolina. God bless you, Prophet.
God bless you. Amen. Can y'all hear me and hear me clearly?
Hear you clearly.
Amen. God bless each and every one of you. We give God glory. We give God praise for you joining us today. We give God glory for all the ecclesia. Amen. My colleagues in the gospel, my brothers and my sisters, those of you that I may know and some of you that I may not know, God bless you. We love you in the name of the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. God, we ask you, dear God, to come in the midst of your people, Lord God. We give you honor, and we give you praise, Father, for what you're going to do, God. We thank you for the word that shall transpire out of our mouth today. Father, we thank you that Carlos is getting out of the way, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit will rule and super rule like never before in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, we give you honor, we give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Bless your name.
Today,
Jesus.
Amen, as I begin to think about the Lord being faithful to us, how we recall the Lord being faithful to us, and I began to meditate today. I'm going back to the old school because we all can think about the things that God did for us. Let's go to Exodus chapter 9. I want to talk about something. Exodus chapter 16. Exodus chapter 16. And I'm going to do some reading, and then we're going to have the Holy Ghost to have its way.
Oh, Jesus.
If I sound kind of funny, y'all pray with me. I had to minister the word last night, and God moved.
All right, you're sounding pretty good to me.
And the word of the Lord reads it thus, and it says, and they took their journey, and from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt. When we sat by the flesh pots, and we did eat bread to the full, for ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no.
Come on,
and it
now
shall come to pass that on the sixth day that they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said unto the children of Israel at even, then ye shall know that the Lord hath brought ye out of the land of Egypt. I want to talk to y'all from a brief subject. Stop acting like the Israelites. Stop acting like the Israelites. As we begin to look at this text, as we know that Moses was being used by God. And it's just like any pastor, any leader, they will be used by God, but they will follow the instructions of the Lord. And when they follow the instructions of the Lord, you're walking in the area of obedience.
Come on, now.
Some people in the church today, they sit in the church and they want to murmur and they want to complain because of the fact of what's taking place and what's transpiring in the church. Then they want to say, well, I'm not getting involved with that. And then when they don't want to get involved, they still want to run their mouths about this, that, and other. I find it not strange they want to talk about the pastor and what the pastor doing and what the pastor should be doing. Why? You sitting there running your mouth, you need to shut up and learn how to pray. I said it, sure did. Because a lot of times when you're talking and you're running off the mouth, you can miss what God wants to do in your life alone. As we begin to look at this text, I begin to search this text, and we find out that Aaron was the mouthpiece for Moses because Moses felt like that he wasn't anointed enough to be the mouthpiece that God called him to be. He didn't think that he could be the prophet that God called him to be. God loves us, and I'm not coming off the course, but I need you to understand, people of God, that in the midst of everything, that God is still faithful to us, even when we don't do what we're supposed to do. The Bible teaches us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, when we follow the instructions of God and God give us a vision, even though we might have to go out, but we still need to see it just the way it is. When we as people of God, we begin to walk and we have a journey that we take. And as we take a journey, as we know, we begin our journey, first of all, we open our mouth and confess Jesus as Lord. And we believe within our heart and confession is made. We have a journey. We are so excited about when we tell other people about Jesus Christ and this God that we serve and this God that's coming in our lives. Yeah, you know, when we was out there in the world, we were still drinking, we were still smoking, we were still doing that. And you still got some people still doing that today because they have been delivered from the old man. Good God. You still have people doing these things, and they still yet saying that they are apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. It's funny that, you know, even people will not understand why you're doing what you're doing, but as long as you're doing it to glorify God. The Bible says those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Meaning that, guess what? You're not taking heed to the flesh, but you're yielding yourself even more to the Spirit of God. And when you take time to yield yourself wholeheartedly to the Spirit of God, God can do what he wants to, when he wants to, and how he wants to. But it's up to you get what you need from the Lord. Amen. And in this particular passage of Scripture, as we begin to read in Exodus, well, I don't want to take it too fast, but I want people to understand what we're saying right here, because God still was faithful to Moses, even though the Israelites began to talk about what was going on. And the Bible says, and they took their journey, and from Elam, all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin. You know, it's something to have a wilderness experience. When we have a wilderness experience, we're trying to figure out why we're in this experience, what's the revelation we're supposed to learn in this while we're in the wilderness, why God put us in this predicament. Let me tell you, God put us in the wilderness, therefore, when we come out of that, we can be able to share it with somebody else and tell them the experience that we had. Then we look at this a little bit deeper, and then it says, which is between Elam and Sinai on the 15th day of the second month after they departed out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. It's just as if you were murmur and complain against your pastor, your leader, about what they're doing and what they're requiring. Let me tell y'all, the most complaining that will go in the church is when it's time to give unto the Lord. We find in the modern day, let me just bring it and make it transparent. They can be getting ready to build and tell y'all, we're ready to build a church, and we need every member of the church to give $1,500. $1,500? I ain't got no $1,500 to give no man or no woman of God. I ain't got time to be giving no $1,500. But guess what? While you sitting there talking junk, you take your money, go get your nails done, women. You're going to get your hair done, and you make sure you got that weed patch in your head just as tight as you can get it. Then you come out there with them 12-inch heels, trying to walk in heels. You can't halfway walk in them, and then you wonder, what's really going on? But then you don't want to give your tithe and offering, but you always crying, God, bless me with this and bless me with that, but you don't want to make a sacrifice unto the Lord. And the children of Israel said unto them, would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt when we sat by the flesh pot, and we did eat bread to the full, for ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. What do you think they were thinking about when they was in this wilderness? Let me tell you something. That's why we think about going from one dimension to another dimension, one level to another level. And see, think about it. We as a congregation or as a body of Christ, we have to learn that we don't stay at the same level forever in a day. God has a way of moving us when he wants to move us. But the thing about it is, can you take and handle when God moves you from one dimension to another dimension. Because guess what? When you move from one dimension or one level to another level, you got more demons than devils that you got to deal with.
All right.
And then it says the children of Israel murmured and against Moses and Aaron and the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto would to God, we had died by the hand of the Lord. It's a dangerous thing to fall in the hands of an angry God.
Come on, say that.
It's a dangerous thing to fall in the hands of an angry God. See, let me tell y'all something. See, people think that they got it going on and, you know, we could do what we want to, when we want to, and how we want to. But it's something about where you can go to God and repent.
Come on.
Jesus. We must have a repentant spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about we serve a God that's faithful and just to us. We serve a God that told us he will never leave us nor forsake us, but he'll be there even until the end of the world. But guess what? Sometimes we do think we act just like God does not exist. We face up and act just like God do not exist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still talking about how God is still faithful to us and how we are as people of God, how we treat God. What if God treated us the way we treat him?
Ah, Jesus.
Would we be still in the predicament that we're in?
Come on.
But he looked at us, he loves us enough, he said, regardless of the fact of what you did, I'm going to brush you off, I'm going to clean you up, I'm going to wash you with his and wash you whiter than snow, and I'm going to still use you for my glory.
Yeah, glory.
See, the thing about it, people have forgotten, the glory of God is still going to show up one way or the other.
Come on now. I believe that.
But are you willing to accept the glory of God? See, the thing about it is, that's why Jesus went to the cross, that you wouldn't have to live and be in the land of Egypt. You would have to live and be in the forsake of Israel. But we all take it for granted that God did this to be glorified. I'm taking my time today.
Go ahead.
Yes. It says, I love this. It says, and the children of Israel said unto them, would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord. Do you not know God can tell the body as well as the soul?
Come on.
In the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh fire, and we did eat bread to the full, for ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. You can die of this hunger. But guess what? The word of God teaches me those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled.
Yes, Lord.
But it's up to you to be hungry for the things of God. See, people are not so hungry for the materialistic things. They haven't got hunger of the things of God. They got hunger for husbands and girlfriends and wives and money and houses and children and all these things. Those things are fine because we want to accomplish that. But we haven't actually asked God, what can I do that you will be glorified? What did you ordain me to do? What did you ordain me to be? So you got people right now, and I say this and I say this very boldly. You got people that say that God called them to do this and called them to do that, but they operate in the wrong office. I'm going to leave that right where it is. Yes, I am. Then it says, then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you.
Come on.
Anytime that your pastor, male or female, has sat there and they have studied the word of God, they're giving you exactly what the Lord wants you to have.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bread we eat. That's the bread of life that we eat, which is the word of God. But we expect the preachers to come to church to preach us happy, happy-go-lucky, we turn cartwheels and do gymnastics. But while we can't pick up our Bibles Monday through Saturday. Some people ain't picked their Bibles up in so long, they still got dust on them. But you'll say amen to this, amen to that, but do you know if that's the word of God or not? But you want to go off what grandma told you. You got to get the revelation for you got to get the revelation of God for yourself.
Self, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
The Bible says to study, to show thyself approved, a worker be not ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. How is Lisa supposed to give you the word of God, give you the bread of life, and you're not receptacle, or you don't read the word of God for yourself? Then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. And the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. Let me tell y'all something. It is a shame before God that Jehovah's Witnesses will get out here and evangelize more than Christians or so-called Christians. That reminds me
preaching
of the scripture in the Bible. It reminds me in the scripture of the Bible, it says that God will add to the church as needed be. God's going to add to the church if we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, which is getting out there in the street, compelling men to come, going out of the highways and byways and compelling men to come. How are we supposed to go out here and tell somebody that Jesus saves? There's some people got this mentality. It's about me and me only. I ain't worried about sister so-and-so, and I ain't worried about brother so-and-so. Somebody had to come out there and get you.
Come on, say it.
Somebody had to come and get you. Somebody prayed prayers for you, that you would get yourself together. Somebody sat there, and while you was doing your mess, somebody was praying for you.
Praying for you. Yes, Lord.
Somebody wrote a song. Somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind.
Yes.
Took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed for me. Look what happened due to the fact that somebody took the time and prayed for you. Then the word of God said, and it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. Listen, y'all, if we would go and get the, if we would go out there in the community and go on the highway and the byway and compel men to come, and regardless of the fact that they don't respond, we compel men to come, and we tell them, look, let me tell you about this church. Your church might be St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. You tell them about St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church and all that God is doing at St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. After a while, they might get up. They might say, no, I want to go there and check it out and see what they're doing. Let me tell you, people come to church for the wrong reason. They want to come to church to hear the band play. They come to church, they want to hear the choir play. They come to church, they want to hear the praise team play. They come to church because they want to hear Sister Cantaloupe do the announcement.
My God.
What is the real reason? We're supposed to be able to gather souls at every cost that we're supposed to do. Every chance I get, I try to minister to somebody. Every chance I get. Can't do nothing when it's raining. But then people say, they'll use this excuse, evangelism, it's too hot. Really? I know a place hotter than that. It's called hell.
Hell gonna be out of this. Hey, Jesus.
But then we say, oh, it's too hot. That's why they created water. That's why they created air conditioning. I'll walk from here to Jerusalem, don't care. Don't mind walking. People that know me, I'll walk, don't mind. And walk in a heartbeat and can talk to somebody just like I know 10 years. But we're supposed to be brothers and sisters in the kingdom of God. If I don't have it, somebody else may have it. We got to not be stingy. I really want y'all to really think about this. As faithful as God is to us, why in the world would Would he want to be? What if God had a closed hand like we have a closed hand? What if God didn't want to pay us no attention? Would we do what we want to, how we want to, and then we'd say, I would do that, but I don't have it. Knowing you got it, lying at the same time. We are our brothers and our sisters' keepers. What are we going to do? But see, we're living in the last days. People love for people that wax cold. Yeah, man. It's just turned cold. Evangelist Bernard, they do what they want to, and they get good and ready, and they ain't got to respond to nobody, and they just say, well, I can get away with this, and I can get away with that. Oh, the devil be a liar. I'm coming to encourage you today to let you know you're not living in Israel, and you have graduated from Egypt. It's time, y'all, that we as a body of Christ will come together as a collective mind and work together in the kingdom of God. There's a saying that I learned some time ago, and it says we do it best when we do it together. Because when we do it together, we can unify some things. When we come together in unity, because where the unity is, there is strength.
Strength.
When we come together and assemble ourselves together, we are able to get strength from one another.
The
thing about it is, we defeat the enemy when we learn to come together. We defeat the enemy when we learn to say, regardless of the fact of what you've done to me 12 years ago, I'm forgiving you. Let's go. Let's go make some things happen. We have all had, tell y'all something, we have all had people in our life that they done something to us or we done something to them, and you're still walking around here with unforgiveness, and you're going to bust head wide open.
Go ahead. You preaching.
I'll bust head wide open if I don't learn to forgive.
Hallelujah.
Because I'm the first partaker in this.
Come on.
How are we supposed to go get others if we're not learning to do things in the kingdom of God?
All right.
One of the principles that we have forgotten is love your neighbor as Christ has loved us.
All right.
How are we supposed to show love if we don't learn how to show each other love? But we start up biting, backbiting, lying, cheating, stealing, telling lies, and everything else.
My God.
Oh, I know it's tight, but it's right.
It's right.
But then we'll kill one another with our tongue.
Yeah.
Oh, they think they all this. They think they all that. And I ain't stunting them. They think they all this. And they think they all that. And they think they doing this. And they think they doing that. The devil be a liar. What happened to the saying? A lot of us say it, but do we really mean it? For God I live, for God I die.
Oh, yes.
Well, let's go a little bit deeper. Some of you that got mad.
No, it's all right. We need this.
So then it says that, let me back up, because I want people to understand that then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven and for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. They've done away with the law when the New Testament comes, but guess what? We still have to live by man's law every day. We still got to live by God's law every day. Rules is called rules and regulations.
Come on.
And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day that they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. So when you bring it, whatever you bring it in, it's twice as much. Makes no difference what it is. You bring them in, praise the Lord. If you bring fruit in, it's twice as much. What are you really bringing into the kingdom of God?
My
what are you presenting to the kingdom of God? People always get on my nerves. They always talking about they building the kingdom. The kingdom is already built. Find your place in the kingdom.
All right.
Jesus built the kingdom already.
Mm-hmm.
He created us that we will work in the kingdom as he has anointed us to do what he has anointed us to do. But are we doing what we're supposed to be doing? Are we acting the way we're supposed to be acting? Well, let's go look at a little bit further. And Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel at Eden, then ye shall know that the Lord hath brought you out of the land of Egypt.
Now,
there was prophesying right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus went to the cross and surrendered all, you done graduated. You can pick your head up. The Bible says, lift up your head, O ye gates. And if ye lift it up, ye everlasting doors. And the kingdom glory shall come in. Who else? The kingdom glory, the Lord's strength and mercy. He is our refuge in the time of trouble. He will lead us. He will guide us. He will protect us. He would direct us. But the thing about it is, how much more are you trusting God? The Bible says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. I keep going back to that. The evidence of things not seen. What are you actually believing God for? I believe that God paid all my bills. Praise be to God, but I believe God for more than that. I believe one day I'm gonna get married. I believe God more than that.
More than that.
I believe God gonna send me the right wife. I believe God more than that. I believe God gonna send me the right husband. I ain't gay, y'all. I believe God more than that. What are you believing God for?
What are you believing him for?
What are you actually believing God for? I believe God more than any money can buy. What are you actually believing God for? Well, let's go just a little bit deeper, pray on. Somebody just told me to tell you that it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right.
Yeah, we need this. We need it. Hallelujah.
So, look at this. And the Bible says, and in the morning, then you shall see the glory of the Lord. For that he hears your murmurings against the Lord. What are we that ye murmur against us? Boy, the Bible says, Evangelist Bernard, that life and death is in the power of the tongue, and those that love and chase the fruit thereof. What type of fruit do you want to live? What type of fruit are you looking to look for? What type of fruit are you looking to eat on? You can do one of two things. You can speak life, or you can speak death. It's your choice.
My God.
That's the fruit of the matter that you're going to eat. That's the fruit of the matter that you're going to see. That's the fruit that you produce, because guess what? It came out of your mouth. Because your tongue is like a tornado. You don't know what God can lead in the path of the Lord. That's why it's important that you hold up the arm of the man or woman of God. As you hold up the arm of the man and woman of God, God got a way that's mighty
glory.
God got a way that even he will send the angels to fight for you. I come to class today, y'all, that It's time to live a life. I came today to let you know that God is still God. I came today to let you know that the thief might have came, but I should still kill and destroy. Now, Jesus said that I come that you may have life. Yes, and that you will have it more abundantly. Yes, it's time to live the abundance of life. Yes, it's many of you that have been prophesied that you're going to be millionaires, but you're still giving 50 cents in the offering. You say that you're a millionaire. It's time to step it up or not and not give 50 cents on your nickels, on your dimes, on your dollars. Come on up just a little bit higher.
Higher.
Speak to your heart. And say the soul into the man and woman of God. One thing about it, when we graduated and we began to do what God says that he is doing. God said that he sent his word out that it will accomplish that we need to have it to accomplish. That his word would not return unto him void. The thing about it is if God has spoken it, that seals it. I don't need man's approval. The only approval that I need is the Lord. See, one thing about it, we got to twist it upside down because we believe God for one thing, but we won't believe God for the other thing. See, the thing about it, people of God, we must understand that when God calls things to happen, he calls things to happen the way that we are. Because see, when we try in the fire, see, when we go through the fire, he's trying to prune some things off of us. That he will get some things that we need in our lives. See, people of God, I came to encourage you today. You don't have to live with your head down, but you can hold your head up high anyhow and say, God, I still thank you. And you can still say your neighbor and your brothers and your sisters that the God I serve has never failed me yet. He said, I will never leave you in no perspective, but I'll be there even until the end of the world. See, the thing about it, when God created you. He created you women to be beautiful. He created us men that we would be handsome. And we would still give God glory. And we would give God praise. Because the Bible said those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So what is the matter is that the word of God is truth. And if a man is a liar, oh God, we as people of God must understand that God is faithful. If God said it, he will be a God that will bring it to pass. The Bible says, write the vision. Make it plain. He that readeth it will run with it. See, the thing about it is, when was the last time that you read over the vision? Just to see what God wanted to implement. See, the thing about it is, impartation is so important to the body of Christ. But are we using the wisdom? Are we using the knowledge? Are we using the understanding? See, we can hear the word of God day in and day out. But are we taking the part and applying it to our lives as needed be? See, one thing about it, we can allow flesh to rise up any day. But we have to tell the spirit to step over the flesh. And we have to tell the flesh to be subject to the Lord. See, one thing about it, y'all. On this journey, we thank God that he is faithful. Because if the enemy had his way about it, would none of us be here right now? We wouldn't be here. Wouldn't be here because he would destroy us. But God, with his good self, he's so faithful to give us grace and mercy. Grace and mercy. Our case. Every time we turn around, late in the midnight hour, God is turning around. What the devil meant for your bad, God is turning around and making it for your good. So what you need to realize, I came to speak life to somebody's business today. I came to speak life to somebody's business today. That life shall be your portion in the name of the Lord. I want you to understand that while you do what you do, do it well unto the Lord. When you do your deeds, do it unto the Lord. Do what you say you're going to do. And Lord, have mercy. Let your words be yay, yay. Let your words be nay, nay. Because at the end of the day, you have a God to glorify. We all have a God to please. But when are we going to get into the place that we can believe God and say, I still believe for the impossible? Because what can be impossible with me can always be possible with God. See, the thing about it, people of God, we got it twisted. We believe God for the materialistical things. But the Bible says, think of these things that are just and lovely and that are of a good report. See, the thing about it is, regardless of what the doctor has said, I believe, God, that somebody somewhere shall be healed. I'm believing somebody that somewhere gonna live in a house that you did not build. Somebody somewhere gonna drive a car that somebody said you will never have.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We as a people must understand that God is still God. God ain't stuck in your murmuring.
Mm.
Ain't stuck in your complaining. As they say, you might as well get with the program and do what God needs you to do. And when you get with the program and do what God needs you to do, walk in the obedience that God has called for you. There is a harvest that you know not of. I'm decreeing and declaring, y'all, your harvest is coming. But guess what? You have to get into that place of obedience. You have to get in that place of obedience, because disobedience is as witchcraft. And if you're going to walk in disobedience, you're going to sit down somewhere. But I'd rather be obedient any day than to fall into the hands of an angry God.
Lord have mercy.
Y'all, I came to encourage you today. Don't be like the Israelites, murmuring, complaining, talking junk, because stuff ain't the way you want it.
Come on.
If you see something or hear something that you don't like, learn to go to God in prayer. Let him deal with it. He got a better way of dealing with it than you do. Because God is still going to be God.
Yes.
Regardless of the fact of who come, who go, who want to be there, who don't want to be there, who going to try the chicken, who going to make the macaroni cheese. God is still going to be God. He's still going to be faithful. Because guess what? When one won't do God, there's another person that say, okay, they don't want to do it, I'll do it. What needs to be done?
Thank you, Jesus. Send me, Lord.
We serve a God that is so faithful to us. Why can't we be that faithful to God? What's the problem? We can't be faithful to God because we're feeding our flesh more than we're feeding our spirit.
My God.
In closing today, realize, people of God, murmuring and complaining will not get you anywhere.
Jesus.
It will cause you to be stagnated in a place you don't want to be in.
Yes.
And when I say stagnant, you can't move to the left, you can't move to the right, you can't move to the front, you sure can't move to the back. You just stay right there. We're either going to do things God's way or no way at all.
My God.
And that's the conclusion of the matter. Y'all pray my joy and strength in the Lord.
Lord have mercy. Jesus, Jesus. The Holy Ghost have spoken today. Don't stop, he said, acting like the Israelites, murmuring and complaining, never having anything good to say about one another. This ain't no jumping message. This ain't no shouting message. It's a message for us to examine ourselves And he said something so profound. We talk about the Jehovah's Witness. We are Jehovah's Witnesses. But are we out in the street? Are we standing on the corner with any good news to share with our brothers and our sisters? Ah, glory to God. One thing about them, they're faithful to going door to door. And I don't care if you turn them away, they're going to knock at your door again. How many doors are we knocking at, the prophet said today? Are we telling anybody about Jesus? Hallelujah. Are we thinking about anybody other than ourselves? We know the story about the children of Israel. Hallelujah. I can't go into anything. I'm just examining myself. Ah, we in our houses, comfortable homes, roof over our head, food on our table, able to go in our closets and put on whatever we want, wear the best of shoes. We have jewelry. We have furs. We have hats. We have purses. We have all these material trappings. But yet, we don't have peace. The man of God says, those things, those tangible things won't give you any peace. Ah, they won't even, hallelujah, allow God to be pleased with what you acquire. All we can give to God is our whole heart. All we can do is obey his commandments, his law. Hallelujah. He told us to go out into the highways and into the hedges and to compel men to come. He said, bring ye all into the storehouse. Bring all the meat into the storehouse. Hallelujah. Bring it. Yeah. I heard him say, folks have been prophesied about a million. They're going to get $1 million. Hallelujah. But they can't even believe God. The sow 50 cents. The sow a dime on a dollar. Ah. God said, prove me. Here with Prophet Pearson. He said, if I don't open up the windows of heaven and pull you out.
Yes.
He said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Ah, woo, glory to God. That was a word. Now you can either accept it or reject it. But this July, this Tuesday, July the 15th, it's been recorded. Sister Ruby have a log book. And she record everybody's name that come on this broadcast every day. She has your number and she have your name. She even does start to know who called in at what time. Because on this studio, you can see the amount of time you've been on this broadcast. Ah, if you called in at exactly 3 o'clock, and the message is over at 3:50, she'll be able to see. Hallelujah. And even me, myself, I'm able to see it too. So if we got a record, Prophet Pearson, and if we can keep a log of timing and people and their names and their numbers, what about God? He said, I know every hair on your head. Every strand of hair on your head, God knows the number of it. Isn't that awesome?
That's right.
He knows the nape area. He knows the forehead. He knows the crown. God knows it all. So I tell you, when you get on this line, there's a record in heaven. There's a record that God keeps, and guess what? He don't have no computer. He don't have no scan drive. You don't have to worry about it. He don't have to worry about no viruses. Hallelujah. He know everything that enters into our hearts. He knows the hour, the date, the time. He knows it. This man has the Holy Ghost have spoken through the prophet today. And the Bible says, believe the word of the prophet, and so shall ye prosper. He didn't come preaching his own gospel, but he went to the word of God. Exodus chapter 16. You are excusable, inexcusable, whomsoever you may be. He taught the word today. This wasn't no ism. This wasn't no schism. This wasn't about no denomination. It wasn't about no doctrine. This was about the word of God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I feel bad myself. Hallelujah. When I'm in a business or I'm somewhere and I haven't shared this good news. You know, when God has done something for you, Prophet Pearson, you can't. If God was to bless us with some thousands of dollars today, we couldn't keep it to ourselves. We'll be saying, oh, Lord, have mercy. I got to testify about this. What about testifying about witnessing to a soul? What about thinking on the things of somebody else more higher than you do yourself, Mother Charity? This man have spoke out of his heart and what God had given him. God gave him that. We're talking about recall God's faithfulness. He said, how do you recall it? He said, stop acting like the Israelites. Stop murmuring and complaining. Be thankful. Hallelujah. Think on something of somebody else sometimes. Get out in the highways and the hedges and tell people about this gospel. Tell them about what God has done. Amen, amen. I see you all on the line. I'm going to go, Sister Ruby. I'm going to go to Evangelist. I see Evangelist Pamela Casimir on the line all the way from Oklahoma. Amen. We met this young woman. Amen. She's a beautiful, sweet young woman, and she'll be ministering for us on Friday, the Lord's will, this coming Friday. Amen. And I see her on the line. Hallelujah. So we just going to open up the lines and let her have a word. Hallelujah, Prophet Pearson, you have
you have
spoken what the Lord said today. This was God, and I know it was God. You weren't on the line yesterday. Some of the same things you brought out today, we spoke it on yesterday. Amen. And God will always confirm His word. His word will always be confirmed. Amen. If you
yes,
could
ma'am.
Hang on for a little while longer, we want to also see if anybody have any urgent prayer requests before we dismiss them. We don't want to hold you too long. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank
we fine.
You. All right, all right. Evangelist Pamela Casimir, God bless you, woman of God. So good to see you on the line with us, and we certainly excited about you coming on and ministering for us on Friday. So God bless you.
God bless you also. God bless you, and God bless Prophet Pearson. I just thank God for that word that the Lord downloaded on inside of him through the Holy Spirit, recalling God's faithfulness. And, you know, that's where we're at in a time and season where God wants us to reflect on his goodness and faithfulness, because even in the midst of our unfaithfulness, God is yet faithful to us. And I look forward to sharing with you all on this upcoming Friday. God bless you, Prophet Prophet Pearson, and also Evangelist Benoit. God bless you.
God bless you, sweetheart, and you have a safe trip. We're going to pray for you before we dismiss. She's flying back home. Amen. She was here for the celebration of Bishop Blake's 50th celebration. We didn't get a chance to get with her, but we're going to get together. Beautiful young woman, and love the Lord. So we thank God for her, and you all tune in Friday, you'll be able to hear her minister. Amen. Well, God bless you, sweetie. We love you.
Amen. And I'm going to travel actually on the road, so we won't fly.
Okay, that's probably some of the noise. All right, well, God bless you. Amen, amen. Sister Ruby, in your hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory
Father, we
God.
Thank you. We give you praise, Father, for this sister, Lord God. We ask you, dear God, to have your way in her life now in the name of Yahshua. Father, we bind up the hands of the enemy now. Your court is my seeker, that is almost shot. And we thank you, Lord, we thank you for strength right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we decree and declare, God, that she needs, God, you will grant it. In the name of the Lord, I thank you.
Thank you.
And I give you praise, Father, for what you're going to do, God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Father, I decree and declare, God, the abundance of your life, Lord, that, God, we even decree, we decree, God, that your will be done in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we come against the enemy now, Lord God. You said in your word, Lord God, the enemy is coming like a flood, but your spirit will raise a standard. Now, Father, I thank you that even now the stronghold is down in the name of the Lord Jesus. And, Father, we ask you, dear God, to have your way and move in our life like you never did before.
Move.
And, Lord God, we're going to give you glory. You have a little shot. We're going to give you honor, God. We're going to give you praise for it. Yes, we are. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I even decree and declare, even today, Lord God, that healing shall begin to take place in her life in the name of the Lord Jesus. I decree and declare, God, that she will be healed emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Oh, glory. We thank you. Yes, I personally thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do in her life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Sister Ruby, we're going to open up the lines. We got about 12 or 13 callers still on the line. Amen. So remember your brothers and your sisters. Amen. We want Prophet Pearson to pray for any special needs that anybody have. We certainly want to continue to lift up Tracy Self, Prophet Michael Lewis's daughter in Stockton, California. She's still in ICU. He told me she's stable, but she's still not there yet. So we're going to pray for Sister Tracy Self before we dismiss.
All right, let's pray right now.
Oh, go ahead.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we
thank
you. We praise you, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, we speak to Sister Tracy's spirit now, God.
Yes, God.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we decree and declare life on her right now in the name of
life,
Jesus.
Lord,
we decree and declare, Lord God, that she will live and not die, but she will declare the works of you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Lord God, we give you praise. Father, we thank you. You wanted us to see. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God. That God, you will give her strength as a youth in the name of Lord Jesus. She will let the devil know, God, that he's a defeated foe, and she shall live, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. We decree and declare victory over her now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're going to go to all the callers now. God, hallelujah.
Mother Charity.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise him, Mother.
Thank the Lord. You know what? That was a beautiful message. And I do know that God, he hates murmuring and complaining.
Yes.
God hates it. You know why I know my mama used to say, there you are somewhere crying and complaining with a loaf of bread under your arm. In the name of Jesus, you know, the Lord, I mean, when he put food on your table, you got a roof over your head. Glory to God. You got health and you got strength in your body. And yet you somewhere murmuring and complaining about you ain't got this and you ain't got that. And God is supplying your every need. God hates murmuring and complaining. As a matter of fact, that's why in the wilderness, he left their carcasses out there in the wilderness because of their murmuring and complaining. And he says that I'm going to take these children and I'm going to go over with them. God don't like that. Praise the Lord. And I know, you know, if you've done everything that you possibly can do for your kids and things, and they just murmuring and complaining. They're unappreciative. It don't make you feel good. And so we need to think about that and be grateful for what we already have and for what we already been blessed with. We ought to think about that. Praise God. God is good to us. Hallelujah. And I bless him today. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for this message today. And may God continue to bless this prophet in Jesus' name. Y'all pray
amen.
For
God
me
bless.
Too. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Mother Charity. We have quite a few on the line. So, Sister Renita, we'll be with you right after we go to Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, everyone. I give honor to God, the Most High God of God for another afternoon. I give honor to Benjamin Bernard. I give honor to Sister Ruby. And I give honor to Prophet Carlson, Pierce Carlson. And I just thank God for the word on today. I thank God for the word on yesterday. I didn't get a chance to say anything, but I just thank God for the word on this line, the true word of God. Thank God for each and every one of y'all. I miss y'all. I love y'all. Continue to be encouraged. God bless.
Oh, God bless you, Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Hey, man, let me
line.
Share something with.
Yes, go ahead.
Share something with the woman of God.
Yes, go ahead.
Prophetess Darlene, let me say this to you. Find it not strange what God is ready to do with you in this time and in this season, because those things that you have written down, they should surely come to pass. And nobody and no devil in hell can stop what God is ready to do in your life. But I even see what God is dealing with you about writing books and writing things that will impact and empower the kingdom, because you told God, you said, Lord, I don't want to be just an ordinary prophet. I don't want to be an ordinary person. I don't want to just be one of them. They just said, well, so-and-so came and prophet and so-and-so did this. Well, let me tell you something. God is in this hour. He's raising up people that shall and will obey. And see them, you have a heart of love. Not only do you have a heart of love, but you have a heart of compassion. So what God wants to do in your life, he's going to turn some things for you. You find it not strange to even get your traveling shoes ready because of where you got to go and the place that you got to be in. Find it not strange. God says that he has filled your belly with his word. So what he's going to do, he's going to allow you to open your mouth and give what the people of God need. The Bible says in the same hour he will give you what the people shall need. In the same hour the Spirit will give you what the people need. So guess what? God is going to do it. And the devil is going to be horrified, but God is going to be glorified. And guess what? Every man that ever shut a door on you, they got to fight to face. Amen. They got to fight to face. But when God opened these doors, you're going to know that this was the hand of God. That is the word of the Lord to you. God bless you. We love you in Jesus' name.
Ooh. Ooh, Jesus. Thank you. God bless you.
Bless you.
God bless glad to have you stay on and give your word to Prophet. Prophetess Darlene. We're going to Sister Renita.
Yes, how are you?
Leave that word with you. Hallelujah.
That word, yes, that word was good. That word was good to me.
Thank
and
you,
I thank him for it. I thank him.
Hallelujah.
And I appreciate this line, because it gives me stability every day in my life, and I look forward to coming on here. And I thank every one of you, and God bless all of you.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Renita.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, glory, Jesus.
Oh, God bless you. Good. Where are we going to? Thank you, Sister Renita. Sister T.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Sister T. Okay, so we'll come back to you. We're going to Sister Albertine. Sister Albertine.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello?
We hear you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, network, so I got to kind of be quiet, but I want to say praise the Lord, Evangelist Mara, Sister Ruby, Prophet Carlos. You are amazing. That was right on time. I love that message. It was strong. I caught like half of it, so I'm going to go back and listen to it. But that was right on the money. I've been praying and asking God to do some things in this hour that I just need And so please get me, keep me in prayer. I turn in some paperwork for some things, and I need a miracle. So God is in the blessing business, so please keep me in prayer. And also, that's it. That's pretty much it. Just please pray for me, okay? Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless.
God bless. Prophet Pearson dropped off. He'd probably be right back on. But we're going to go to a known number here. I don't know. 757-5656.
Good afternoon.
Minister Felicia. Okay. God bless.
Yes, from Suffolk, Virginia.
Okay.
I just want to say that word really blessed me. It was awesome. It really was. I know he was talking about murmuring and complaining, and I may not have spoken things out of my mouth, but you can do it even in your thought life. I just thank God for forgiving me, because I have been thinking on some things that, you know, people have said and done to me, and I'm like, Lord, this ain't right. But, you know, like he said, you got to release it and give it to God and let God do what needs to be done. So and if you got that in your mind, it'll begin to seek in your spirit. You got to get rid of it, you know. So I'm just thankful, and I praise God for the word of God. And I thank God for Prophet Pearson. I mean, it was just outstanding. And, I got to clean my thought life. I can't let that stuff jump. And he said to think on the things that are lovely and pure and of good report. You know, we renew our minds so all that junk won't get down in our spirit. You know, I thank God for you, woman of God. I'm sorry I don't know your name. I came on because of Prophet. But just the words that you were saying about going in the highways and byways, glory to God, and how the Jehovah's Witnesses are out there, and how we need to be out there. And how they're faithful. And this is what God want to do in these last days. And I'm just thankful just to be a part of what God is doing and getting out there. Thank you for encouraging my heart to just look out for more. Every time I walk out, think about somebody else. I mean, it's just be other people minded, because that's God's heartbeat. And I thank you for stirring that up even the more. Glory be to God. Thank you for the people that are on the line. I'm just so full right now. I don't even know what to do. I just want to jump, shout at me, come. Glory to God. Praise God.
Now, God bless you, sweetheart. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you.
God bless you. He was on a long, it's another one. But I'm going here. I think I've seen Brother Clarence. I think noise coming from somewhere.
It's probably, I'm hearing it from maybe Prophet Pearson. Line.
He's not on yet.
That's my Brother Clem. Yes,
I'm still on. I'm still on.
He's still on. He's on the.
I heard somebody. Brother Clarence had a testimony, and I don't see him. He's gone again. But anyway,
he's not on anymore.
Oh, okay.
I'm on here.
He dropped off.
I'm on here.
You on here?
Brother Clarence?
Yes.
Yeah, where you at?
Brother Clarence?
He said he answered.
That was Prophet Carlos.
Okay. Well, if he come on, he had a testimony real early, but he dropped off. So.
Okay, he has an area code 832 number. I'm not seeing that unless you have it on your end.
No, I'm not seeing it either. We had enough. Okay, I guess. Okay, that's his note. Okay, I think we got, here's one. Did I get this one? It was 2757 numbers there that just called in, but the other one dropped off.
The other one dropped off.
Yeah, so Sister T dropped off too, so.
Okay, we're getting a lot of static from Papa Carlo, so we'll open up this line when we're ready to close out with prayer. There's some static on your line, Prophet Pearson.
Yeah, we just got Prophet Michael Davis on. Prophet
well,
Davis.
May Jesus be glorified. God bless you, Sister Ruby. Evangelist Bernard, God bless you. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Amen. God is always good. I thank God for Jesus. Glory to God. I'm just getting back in, but I wanted to kind of tune in. And the young lady was saying some things that kind of touched my spirit. And I want to say this to encourage the body of Christ.
Oh.
If people are saying things and you have to weigh it, you know, because sometimes the devil is sending these people to say negative things, and then we hold on to it, and then, of course, that's demonic. But if God is sending people to say things out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established, there are times when God will send people to correct us. And that's one of the things that's missing in the body of Christ is people are not willing to take correction or receive correction to adjust themselves to the word of God. Because the Bible said the prophet is subject unto the prophets. See, so we all have to be subject. Amen?
That's Bible.
Amen. So we have to be subject. Now, God has put Evangelist Bernard over this, and glory to God, if she sees something or if God uses someone to bring something to her attention and then by the revelation of the Holy Spirit she sees it, then correction has to take place. Amen. Because as the body of Christ, we can't get off on left field. We have to stay on the straight and narrow. We have to stay on the correct path. And how do we do that? Well, everybody doesn't hear from God. You know, even though they think they do, everybody doesn't hear from God. So God has people in place who can bring correction to us to help us, and it's to help us. It's to help. Correction is to help. It's not to tear down. It's not to destroy. It's not to put you down. It's not to make you look bad. It's only to help you in areas that you can't see.
Mm-hmm.
If you're walking around and you just got through eating a hot dog and you got mustard on the side of your cheek and you can't see it, somebody stop you and say, hey, you got some mustard on the side of your face. You get offended because somebody's trying to help you. So correction comes from leaders that have been proven in the spirit by God, glory to God, to help people stay on track. And if a person can't receive correction, then really they need to go back to the altar, get it right with God, and let God deal with them so that they can humble themselves to be kept under authority to stay on track. Glory to God.
True.
Hallelujah. And I know Evangelist Bernard, when she sees something, she going, hey, she going to tell you, hey, you ain't right. Or you, she going
to
let you know. And that's part of God's faithfulness is to correct us. Amen?
All right.
Glory to God. I just wanted to say those things. Evangelist Bernard, I appreciate you. I love you. Minister Ruby, I love you too. Keep praying for me. God is doing great things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And that was, you know what? That was the word. That was the word, and I'm so glad that the Lord placed that in your heart to speak it, because that is something we so easily offended, and God is not interested in offending us. He's interested in helping us, and that was certainly, I thank God for you speaking that, Prophet David.
Amen.
Thank God for you speaking it. Need it to be said. Thank you, Jesus.
Minister Democrat.
Amen.
Amen. Praise him. Amen.
Well,
I literally just got in. I'm telling you, man of God, the prophet that preached this thing, you know, talking about mumbling and grumbling, this was a rhema word, and I talk about like the rhema just for me. I'm trying to told you, man of God, God bless you, Prophet Pearson. When I heard the, you know, talk about recalling God's faithfulness, my plane ticket was getting messed up. The person that was going to be picking me up from the airport was messed up. The situation that I had, you know, somebody that I had booked for something and whatnot, they didn't show up like they supposed to, like on time, and the person didn't pick them up on time. And instead of work, like the word came for stop this mumbling and grumbling, I knew God was going to work it out, you know, just recalling God's faithfulness. But at that specific time, I'm trying to tell
come
you,
on.
I had a little moment, hallelujah, and I was like, Lord, I said, I don't know what's going to happen. Amen. I told the evangelist, I said, hallelujah. Amen. When you preach these messages like recalling God's faithfulness, you're going to be tested.
Lord.
You hear me? And then the word of God, when the man of God was just speaking today, you know, and then I heard about a mumbling and grumbling. I said, Lord, I'm a mumbler, but I ain't going to grumble. I said like that. And then I found myself, I was grumbling, but Lord, let me, I ain't going to mumble. And then I was doing both of them. And then I said, Lord, I need a word, Holy Ghost. And then I call in the line, literally just getting in and whatnot. And I'm hearing people speak about the message. And he talked about how to, see, that's why I said, thank God for prophets. You hear me? Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. They have a rhema word. Amen, an on-time word. So I thank and praise God that God reminds us. Amen. Recall my faithfulness. Instead of worrying, and you knew I was going to work it out. Hallelujah. Ooh. But you mumbling and grumbling like, where my ride at? Oh, God, what's up with the plane? Oh, Lord, here we go. Oh, God, another plane situation. Well, now where that ride? Oh, my God. But thank God for the blood. Amen. Thank God for the word. Amen. Thank God for this message. I'm going to go back, brother preacher, brother prophet, and listen to it in its entirety. I mean, this was an on-time word of God. Recall God's faith, so you know I'm going to work it out. Amen. What you worrying about? So, amen. So, God bless you, man of God. Amen. I appreciate
bless
you being obedient and speaking that word. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Bless you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Ah, you know
we thank you, man of Jesus. We're going
glory.
To.
Glory.
Lady Marsh, we're going to come to you right after this. I see Brother Clarence on, and he says he has a testimony. Brother Clarence, we've been trying to find you.
Come on, Brother Clarence.
Brother Clarence.
Yeah, how you doing?
We're blessed.
Yeah.
What about you? We've been trying to get you. You've been up and you've been off and on, but now we got you.
Yeah. Okay, my testimony is my mom just passed. And I lost my job, and I went to jail.
Mm.
The thing of why I'm saying this, remember in James how James said, when trials and tribulations come, count it all joy. It must mean that a blessing is coming my way, and the enemy trying to distract me, get me off of whatever that God has for me.
Mm.
Let me share something with you, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
God is trying to get your attention.
Mm.
I'll tell you something, and I don't say this trying to be funny. A lot of times God will put you in an area we don't want to be in and on there to get your attention. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yeah.
You have a call of God that's upon your life, and you have not responded to what God has been told you a long time ago.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but you said God had called me something and haven't responded to it. I'm still trying to figure out what that is.
And I'm going to tell you, you're supposed to be carrying the word of God, period, point blank.
Uh-huh.
Period, point blank. I'm telling you what you're doing. God has destined for you to be carrying the word of God. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yeah.
God deals with you in dreams. God deals with you in vision. But you be like, God, I don't understand why you're sharing these dreams. Because you actually have dreams of someone carrying the word of God. And you're like, well, that's not for me. See, a lot of times we can't tell God what ain't for us. Because guess what? When God anointed you, when your mother carried you, she carried you for a divine reason. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
I believe you, sir, because everybody's been telling me I have a call on my life.
And
but
you
people told me. And not only that, when I was young, how God was moving in my life when I was younger, and what people said I couldn't do, God fixed it what I did. And then it got to a point of time where he just backed away for a long time. And then, you know, I do know that, sir. But I didn't know he wanted me to preach because I look at it, me. Why me? I'm not even much worthy to do nothing like that.
Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Let me share something with you, and everybody on this line can bear witness this. Why not you? If God, let me tell you something. If God Himself can use a jackass, He can use you too.
Uh-huh.
Right. Do you understand what I'm telling you? So,
yes, sir.
When God anointed you, and I'm not specific, because see, some people say, "Here, that cousin." No, I'm telling you fact, and I'm telling you truth. Because guess what? If God can use whom He may when He get ready, why can't He use you?
Do you understand me?
A lot of times we get it twisted because everybody hear about a call and we think it's the first thing they think about is a pulpit. You could be called out there just to spread the gospel to any and everybody. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I see you walking the street. I see you telling people about God. I see how people are surrendering themselves to God because you took the time to tell them what the Spirit of the Lord says. The Bible says, those that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit says unto the church. So the thing about it is, we have to put ourselves in a place, where God can use us. But see, the thing about it is, when we yield ourselves to the Holy Ghost,
I have a confession to make too. Not only that, I yearn all the time to want to help much as I can and tell anybody about God. I do that freely, and it just happened. I don't know it. I be doing it before. I be wrestling with it, but I can't. It just comes out. And a lot of times I do that, and wherever I go, and everybody told me, you got to call it on you, and that's why God whooping you. A lot of people told me that.
Yeah, that's how God will get your attention. Let me tell you something. You're talking to somebody in the jail. Most times that man camp got pork and beans, but the only thing God didn't allow me to go is he didn't allow me to go to prison. You understand what I'm saying? When the last time I went to jail and I stayed a long time, I was like, God, what is it that you're trying to get me to do? And he told me straight up. He told me, I need you to preach my words. Be interested in out of season. Preach when they want to hear it. Preach when they don't want to hear it. Guess what? You still gonna, let me tell you something about the world today. People are gonna have where they have this thing where they don't believe that God calls. Do you understand what I'm saying? So be it. So be it.
Okay, but
that's just like Moses. That's just like Moses. Moses didn't say he could be a prophet, but guess what? God sent somebody that can speak for him. You understand what I'm saying? So don't take it lightly, bro. Please don't take it lightly. You take time to get in your word. You take time to seek God. Allow God to minister to your spirit. You ain't seen nothing yet. God is going to get the glory out of your life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank
you. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Clarence, for coming back on.
Thank you.
And we know that the Lord is going to work everything out for you. So God bless you. And we're so happy to see you back on the line.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And you take care.
Yeah.
God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank Jesus Christ because He the one sent this word. You know, this is His broadcast. It ain't ours. And He knows who's coming on and He knows who He wants to speak and to get together and whatever situation we have, like they take it to the Lord in prayer. Don't let this be your last time. Come back on so the Lord can strengthen you, Brother Clarence. Okay, we're going to Lady Mars. Lady Mars? Okay.
Praise the Lord. How are you all? I just wanted to say I came in on the 11th hour and the prophet was speaking about correction and how it's not to offend, but it's to help. And he just the way he elaborated on it was just a blessing. And I like what he said. If a person can't humble themselves, and stand to be corrected and receive instructions because it's only to help, then they need to go back to the altar. And that's a word that I feel that is just so needful in the body of Christ, especially for those of us that are in ministry, because there's such a sense of pride because you walk in a certain office or have a certain gift, and it's like you were saying, they say they hear from God, but none of us can see everything, and God has designed it to where we're a body jointly fit together, and we're to help one another, we're to cover one another. So I just that little nugget that I got is just so refreshing to hear that. And again, thank God for the testimonies of I don't know, is it elder, minister, Democrat, and even the young man. So it's just a blessing, and I thank God for that young man to share his testimony. There was someone here to even give him revelation what was going on in his life, and that he was blessed. Again, thank you, Evangelist Bernard and Sister Ruby, for this entry. God bless you all.
God bless you, Lady Morris. We thank God for you. Amen, amen. I think that's about everybody. Going back to Sister Ruby, then we're going to go back to Prophet Pearson and let him have the final remarks and close us on out. God bless you. Sister Ruby.
Yes, God bless each and everyone on the line. Like Rocket was saying, it was a word sent from heaven, a rhema word, to let us know what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong to please the Lord. And if we have a ministry of outreach and we're not doing it as now, the Lord say, well, you have to get up on your job. Stop murmuring and complaining. I was asking the Lord a couple of weeks ago, I don't want to be like Marion. This complaining and murmuring and all like that. Lord, take that away from my life. And here he sent you with that word. So I just thank him because it's always good to have a correction, because it makes me humble myself the more. The things that I think I'm at with the Lord, I'm really not, and he's not pleased. So God bless you, Prophet Pearson, and thank you for being faithful to what the Lord had for his people. God bless you.
Amen, amen. We thank God for you, Prophet Pearson, taking out of your busy schedule and coming and share the word of God with our audience and the listeners and all of the callers that come in. We appreciate you. I'm going to ask for special prayer. I want you to be praying for this conference and for all of the speakers and everyone that is working with me in this for this crusade and this ministry line. So that's what I want you to pray for before we dismiss. And also I want you to pray for Sister Renita. Amen. She's in the Carolinas. Amen. She's I forgot what area, let me open up her line and see what area of North Carolina she's in. Sister Anita.
I'm in Vanceboro, North Carolina, but I'm moving in 2 weeks to another county.
Okay, so she's in the Carolina, so we want you to pray for her that our move would be successful. Amen.
I'm moving to Duplin County. Me and my husband are separated, and he's gone, and I'm moving.
But that's not funny.
Mm. Wow. Jesus. Well, Father, we thank you.
It's okay if they laugh. That's all fine.
Yeah. No,
Father,
I don't know who laughed because I didn't think it was funny at all.
Praise.
I don't know.
Well, we give you glory, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And dear God, I thank you that even now, God, that you are God. And God, I thank you that even now, God, that we need, Lord God, you know how to bring it to us, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, your word teaches us, God, those that seek you early, they will find you. Father, your word tells us, Lord God, ask and shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. Lord God, I uplift right now in the name of the Lord Jesus, this sister, Lord God. Where a husband has walked the way. Father, I decree and declare, Lord God, where there is no peace, Lord God. In the name of Lord Jesus, Father, he will be troubled in his spirit, Lord God, especially if he did it the wrong way, Lord God, and walked away. And with a I don't care spirit, Lord God, I bind up the hands of the enemy now in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you for victory. Now, God, for victory is assured. In the name of the Lord Jesus, and I thank you, God, that your anointing shall prove yourself every day, every hour of the day, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I thank you, and I give you praise in Jesus' name. I thank you that you are God, and you are God alone. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We glorify your name, God. We thank you, God, that your anointing shall speak, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And Lord God, I pray now, God, that she get ready to transition to the other county, Lord God. If she don't have it right, Lord God, God, you will trouble her spirit right now in the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord God. And when they come together, Lord God, God, and they come together, Lord God, they made a reason together, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we realize that the enemy loves to tear up marriages.
Yes, God.
He loves to tear up marriages. But Lord God, we break that generational curse now. And we command to go to the
name
of
Lord God. Jesus.
In the name of Lord Jesus, men will be men, Lord God. Women will be women, Lord God. Men will learn to be fathers and mothers. And women will learn not only to be wives, but they will learn how to be mothers, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you.
Jesus.
Now, Father, uplift Evangelist Bernard to you right now. In the name of Jesus,
thank
Lord God,
God.
I break now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, as she prepares for this crusade in the month of September, being the ninth month. Thank you, God, that something has been birthed in the earth, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And Father, we speak to the prince of the air, and we bind the prince of the air now in the name of the Lord Jesus. We ask you, dear God, that you will rule and super rule in this service, Lord God. You will even have your way, Lord God. You will do something unusual in every service, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
God.
And Father, I even decree and declare that the angels of the Lord shall appear in this service, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And I decree and declare that the intercessors, Lord God, were set to stage, God. They were set to atmosphere, Lord. They were even interceding, and they would pray on the behalf of this crusade, Lord God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that your will be done, Lord God. And Father, we bind every flesh in Jesus' name. No flesh shall dwell in this conference, Lord God. In the name of Lord Jesus, we decree and declare, Lord God, that souls shall be saved, God, on the north, south, east, and the west side. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. We give you praise for it right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you honor for it right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do, God, and what you're going to say to us, God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask you, dear God, allow for every speaker to be in place, Lord God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that nothing will get in the way, Lord God, and mess up the agenda, Lord God. And I pray now, God, that she heard you and heard you loud and clear, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, so far to who to get, Lord God, in Jesus' name, we thank you. And we give you honor for it right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you. That even the mindset of the people shall be changed, Lord God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise for what going to transpire, what's going to be done in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Your will must be done, Lord God. And Lord God, I come against every stagnation spirit now in Jesus' name. And Lord God, even people that have put their mouth on this, Lord God, Father, you can tell every word that's been spoken in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I thank you that even now, God, that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And Lord God, we speak life, that deliverance shall take place, Lord God. People shall be transformed, God. Transformation shall take place in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you. And Father, every game now shall be closed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, we bless you, Lord God.
This move of
God.
This move of God is going to be greater than our move.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
This move of God is going to be even greater than our move.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And many people say, Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, have your way.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we give you praise, Father, for what you transpired. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for every speaker, Lord God. We thank you for every person, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that your will be done. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you. I give you praise, Father, for what shall transpire. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes, God. Yes. We give you honor, God, for what's going to transpire. What's
God.
Going to transpire in the midst of your people. Lord God, I never thought. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, and we bless the man of God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for his willingness. see. We thank you for the word that he put, you put in his mouth on today, God. Hallelujah. We're asking you to bless him. God bless his family. God bless his daughters. Hallelujah. Let your blood and your word come in, God. In everything that he declared and decreed, in the lives of your people, God. Reward him, God. For his diligence, God. Hallelujah. For his obedience, God. For his reverence and his honor in you. Hallelujah. Open up doors for him, God. Where he can go into the highways and the hedges. And he can declare and decree.
Somebody need a miracle, God. Hallelujah. Send it before the throne of the
Lord.
Even now, start activating, God. Even now, God. Hallelujah. Lord, he needs you to do a thing, God. Hallelujah, Lord.
God, where he can go to another dimension, not another level, but another dimension in you, God. I see dimensions, He's going to another dimension in you, God, in the name of Jesus. That won't be moved, that won't be fled, it won't be bold. Where you can say what thus say the Lord. But whatever word you speak in his mouth, God, let him say it. And they can ask, what shall I do? What shall I render?
let the seed fall on good ground, God.
All of his benefits unto me.
Hallelujah.
We need to be rendering something to God.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
We need to be giving him something. Don't look for him to give you anything, but look to give him something. What can you give him? You can give him your life. You can give him your heart.
Yes, God.
You can give him some fruit from your lips. You can give him some fruit. When you tell somebody about Jesus, that's fruit. It's being added unto you. We bless you today, God. We thank you for Prophet Pearson, God. For every blessing, God. Perpetual blessings. Decree and declare perpetual blessings to follow this man of God. Perpetual blessings. Let them rain down. In the mighty name of Jesus. We'll give you praise, God. We'll give you thanks, God. He bless you today, God. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for meeting us here every day, Monday through Friday, God. Thank you for your presence, God. We can feel your presence. We can feel you, God. Keep us there. Under the anointing, God. In the name of Jesus. Remember my brother as he flies to Los Angeles to California today, God. Put an angel on every wing, God. Bring him safely to his destination. Thank you for Minister Democrat, God, and getting him back safely.
Hallelujah.
All those
thank
people
you, God.
That he is over, God, that he oversees, God. Situations
hallelujah.
And circumstances, work it out, God.
Work
it out in his favor, God. In the name
even
of
now.
Jesus. The goal was Sister Renita, God. Comfort her, God. Give her the instructions that you would have for the follow, God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. Bless Lady Morris, God.
Bless your name, God. Bless
continue
your name,
to bless
God.
Her and her husband and our ministry, God. Sister Albertine, all those that was on the line. Prophet Zarnia, Pastor Beatrice, God. Sister T. Remember these faithful listeners, God. Remember them, God. Hallelujah. Remember Sister Ruby, God. Continue to bless her, God.
Hallelujah. Cover,
the strengthen of God. Hallelujah. Give her the desires of her heart. There's some things she desires. But she may be a little frightened, God. But Taya no more, Taya. I command you today, Sister Ruby, to launch out in the deep. Get over that fear. Launch out in the deep. God won't let you be hurt. He won't let you be disappointed. But you gotta launch out. You gotta launch out. You can't wait. You gotta get out. Stop waiting. It ain't no right time. The right time is now. Hallelujah. The right time is now, the Lord say. It's now. Now is the right time. Now is the right time. I hear the Lord saying, now is the right time. Launch out, launch out, launch out. We say we trust God. Well, launch out. God won't let you be hurt. He's got your back. Remember, he know who you are, Ruby. I hear the Lord saying, launch out, Sister Ruby. God, I couldn't get off this line until you tell me to, until I spoke it. God said, launch out. Not Sister Benoit. God said, launch out. And he said, trust him. Trust him. When you trust God and you launch out, he won't let you sink. He won't let you go under. Because you're putting your trust in him. Hey, God will never fail. He can't fail. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you today, God. We bless you. 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 Lift up your hands. Woo, glory to God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Ah, glory to God. Ah, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Glory to God. God is a great God. He's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah, God. I bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, we bless you. What a time, what a time. Some God time, God just wants you to lay there. God, take a moment and stop and think about his greatness. Think about his goodness. Think about his awesomeness. Woo, glory to God. We ain't in no hurry, in a hurry to do what? If God don't shield us and protect us, we can't do nothing. Amen. We so quick to run. But take a moment sometime and stop. Get quiet. Even in your car sometimes. Pull on the side of the road and say thank you. Hallelujah. You don't know what God is keeping you on this line from. Sometimes we so anxious to go. So anxious to do. But God says stop, 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 stop. Will you consider? Consider just taking a moment and having some quiet time. Say, I'm not gonna do nothing for 30 minutes. I'm just gonna sit here and meditate upon your goodness. I'm gonna sit here and meditate on how faithful you have been. Oh God, I bless you. This man of God has spoke today. Hear you, the Messiah. I thank God for a rhema word. I thank God when the Holy Ghost begin to speak. We know when it's flesh. Because if you have the spirit of discernment and you have the Holy Ghost, you know when God is speaking. You know when we going off. But when God sent a word, he always confirm his word. God confirms his word, Minister Democrat.
He'll never let his
word go out and return. But God will confirm everything he speaks through his prophet. A prophet can't give you a word, and God don't confirm it. He'll confirm his word. Hallelujah. And you'll know if it's God or if it's a man. Because we got a word, too. But our word is not God's word. Glory to God. When you get a word from God, he validates it with his power. Hallelujah. Signs and wonders. Validate his word through signs and wonders. Miracles will happen. God, I bless you. That's when you know it's God. The God that answered my fire. He is God. I bless you today, God. Woo, glory to God. I'm going to let y'all go. I want to let y'all go. This flesh want to let you go. But the Holy Ghost is still talking. The Holy Ghost is still moving. Glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I bless the Lord for this word today. I'm going to stop murmuring. I'm going to stop complaining. I'm going to call those things that's not. Some of the things we can't see. Some of the things, they're not visual. We can't see them.
That's right.
God ain't told us to see. He told us to believe.
All right.
He said, be good. doers of the word, not just hearers. How do you do the word? When you hear it, you act upon it. If he say faith cometh by hearing, not by seeing. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing what? The word of God. The Messiah. That word was for me today. The Messiah.
Hallelujah.
I'm walking with God has spoken. When you get to listen to this one and that one, they'll change your mind. Somebody wrote a song. Baby, can I change my mind? Man can change their mind, but I love God because he don't change. He's immutable. He changes not. Yeah, you're the Messiah. Hallelujah. I'm going to get all these whispering people out my ear. Yeah, you're the Messiah. And I'm going to walk in faith. I'm going to call on things that's not. For God told me to do it. God said go forward. And then you get to wondering how it's going to happen. I can't Abraham couldn't see him having a baby. Sarah couldn't see the fruit of her womb being blessed at 90. Hallelujah. They couldn't see going into the promised land. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Daniel didn't see God, but he believed him. The Hebrew boys didn't see God, but they believed him. Messiah, you ain't got to see all the time. That's what we want. We want to see something. God say he already sent the sign. He already sent us a warning. He's already sent his prophets to speak. I don't have to show you nothing here. She told Moses, stretch out your rod. Moses didn't want to believe. He said, stretch it out. Say to it. Glory to God. I bless the Lord today. I've been encouraged today. I've been strengthened today. I pray that you were strengthened with this word.
Hallelujah.
What the word come. It was the word come to find you. It don't come to find your neighbor. I'm not a neighbor preacher. I'm a me preacher. I preach to yourself. Neighbor, because it's not your neighbor. It's you that need help. Everybody got to call on their God to themselves. But I got to call on God for me. Sometimes we forget about me. It's me, oh Lord. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer. We too afraid, we too ashamed, we too proud to say it's me. That's why we sick. Because we won't say it's us. We won't ask for no help, but I need help. I need direction. I need instruction. I'm not ashamed. Hallelujah. That's what keeps us bound. Because we're so proud. We want folks to think we so holy than now. We ain't got no troubles. We don't go through anything. Our children is blessed. They're not giving us any problem. They're at Morehouse. They're at Spelman. And I'm living large. But I'm here to tell you, I don't care how large you're living, your living large is not larger than God. The day is coming when you're going to need him. The day is coming, when you're going to have to cry out to him. I don't care if you got a husband or wife laying beside you. You still need God. I don't care if you got all the money in the bank. You still need God, because that money can't buy your health. It can't buy your peace. It can't buy you a word from God. Your obedience is what caused God to bless you. God, I bless you. I don't make no apologies for the Holy Ghost. Sister Renita. Hallelujah. You be encouraged. The man of God have already spoke. Be encouraged. Hallelujah. Don't let pride get in the way. Don't let pride get in the way.
Hallelujah.
Don't be ashamed. Don't be proud to say, forgive me. I made a mistake. It takes two to tangle. Ain't no one somebody. We all got something that we're not doing correctly. Amen. Don't put it all on the other person. What about me? I'll take ownership for what you've done and what you haven't done. Take ownership for it. And that's how God will bless you. God will bless you when you take ownership. When you can set your emotions aside and say, Lord, I was wrong. Let the mirror shine on you. Take this out of me, God. Create in me a clean heart. I haven't done everything that I was supposed to do. Show me me. God. And when you humble yourself, glory, and say, Lord, I've done some things. I've messed up. I haven't done. I've spoken out of character. I made, put people down. I did this. I did that. Take ownership of it. Because you want God to bless you. You want God to be the one that bless you. You don't want God to be angry with you for what you haven't done. See, God ain't going to hold us responsible for what folks do to us. He's going to hold us responsible for what we do to somebody else. You say, oh, well, they did me wrong, God. They did. Yeah, and I'm giving it to Jesus. God going to get them. But you make sure that you do everything that you're supposed to do. Hallelujah. And God will heap coals of fire on their head. He said, I'll avenge you. He said, take no vengeance. Vengeance belongs to God. We can't take vengeance on folks. We can't get angry with them and want to hang them, shoot them in their head, stab them up. We can't do that. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. He said, I will repay. Do you know God will make your enemies be at peace with you? Do you know he said in his word, I'll make your enemies your footstool? What does a footstool do, Lady Morris? That footstool is there to prop you, to take you to another level. That's what people use a footstool for, to get up a little bit higher. Amen. So every time you look at your enemy, you get that footstool and you put it there and you just go on and take one step. You say, all right, you lied on me, but that's okay. I got this. You my enemy. God told me you're going to make me, he's going to make you be my footstool. So every time you lie on me, I'm going to get on this footstool. Hallelujah. I'm getting on this footstool right now, and I'm going on up. Somebody say something bad about me, I'm taking it to the Lord. I'm going in my secret closet, and I'm going to get up on this footstool, and I'm going up another inch. I'm going up another level. That's God speaking, not me. I don't think like that. Hallelujah. But for everything people do you that's not right, put it in the hands of God. And you make sure your hands ain't in it. When your hands is removed from the problem, removed from the situation, removed from the backbiter, removed from the hater and the gossiper, guess what? God is working it out. Oh, God. Amen. He's working it out. He's working it for your good. Hiya no most hiya. He's working it for your good. Because you done stepped away, Minister Democrat. I know you was frustrated with those folks. Hallelujah. But you had to come to yourself and say, nah, wait a minute here. I know this ain't nothing but the enemy here. They done caused me some dollars. But guess what? I got to trust God. I know that God going to fix this thing, but he ain't going to fix it while we're murmuring and complaining.
God ain't fixing it. Yeah. He said, because guess what? You ain't trusting me. You trusting in your own ability. You trusting in your own wealth. Ah, don't you know I knew these folks was going to make these mistakes? Don't you know when they was making, booking the reservations? Don't you know I saw them making the mistakes? But guess what? I wanted to see how you was going to respond. Ah! Did you think about that? Woo! Glory to God. God wanted to see how you would respond. Some things is not the enemy. Some things and some tests, God allowed them to come upon us, Lady Maury. Sister Albertine just said that on yesterday. Everything ain't the devil. When we preached on yesterday about Job, hallelujah, Job didn't bring all of that up on himself. No, he didn't bring none of that up on himself, really. But when he went to talking crazy, God had to put him in his place. Amen. But God allowed Satan to bring trouble and turmoil into the life of Job. But he was testing Job because he had already declared. He had already testified how Job was perfect, upright, one that eschewed evil. Ha! When God began to testify about you like that, he already know how you're going to come through the test. Because God wouldn't give you them kind of props and know you're going to fail him. Ooh, why would God give you them kind of props and know you're going to fail him? Oh, let me stop. Maybe I got a code for it. I don't know. Lord, let me stop. This is God speaking to somebody today. Amen. And I know he's ministering to me because this word was for me today. I'm embracing it, I'm eating it, and I'm letting it saturate. I'm going to absorb it in my spirit until everything that he spoke today, I can be revived, I'll be refreshed, I'll be rejuvenated, and tomorrow it's on, baby. Not tomorrow. After I get off this line, it's on. Ha! Ah, because I'm going to start shouting. I don't know more shout, yeah. I'm going to start shouting because I have the victory today. I don't have to wait until tomorrow. I don't have to wait until I come out the storm. I'm going to praise him through the storm. Ah, and when I begin to praise him through the storm, hallelujah, I'm coming out with the victory. I'm coming out with the victory. So you all be encouraged. Y'all ain't got a double whammy today. Higher no more. Higher. Woo, Prophet Pearson, that word was for me today. That word was for me. Higher no more. Higher. And I bless the Lord for it. Higher no more. Higher no more. Higher. God bless you all. We'll see you all on tomorrow. I don't know who on. Minister Democrat, Prophet David, somebody will be speaking tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. So tune in. If you need a word from God, tune in and let him bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, God bless you, Sister Ruby. Higher no no more see you. Glory to God.
Oh, God
bless you. No no.
Did you want Prophet to close out? Prophet Pearson.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. See that word, Sister Renita. God bless you. Sister Albertine,
yeah.
Love you all. Hallelujah. Jesus. Woo! Glory. Woo, Jesus. All right, Sister Ruby, we die. Glory. Yes, Lord, I bless you. God bless you today, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus.
The Well, we thank the Lord and Savior for that rhema word coming to each and every one of us. We thank each and one, each and y'all for being on. And I didn't get in to say the we had guests in the chat room, 1186 and 1331. And yesterday I forgot to mention we had a guest in the chat room, and their number was 1299. We thank y'all so much for tuning in today. It's, like I said, God's got a rhema word just for us. So God bless you, Sister Renita. You're on the God bless. And we'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We're closing out this segment with Let the Church. We got to say, Let the Church Say Amen.
I want to introduce to you right now a close friend and brother. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church,
oh,
say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his word
say,
says.
God has spoken.
Let the church
say amen.
Amen. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Faith is your response.
Amen.
To whatever he said.
Amen.
From the healing of your body.
Amen.
To the raising of the dead.
Amen. Let the church say, oh, 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 lift your hands wherever you are and let the church say,
amen, let the church say, God has spoken, hallelujah, let the church say,
amen.
We need it.
church say amen by Marvin Wyman. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow. We're closing the segment out today.